Hi everyone, it's me, Yash, back again with another episode of Idea Brain. In the last podcast, I briefly touched on Artificial General Intelligence, or AGI, while reviewing the book, A Thousand Brains, by Jeff Hawkins. Now, I want to explore that topic a bit more and delve into the latest excitement around a topic called Generative AI. I know you may be wondering, does this have anything to do with ChatGPT? I mean, ChatGPT has proven to be extremely capable of generating content. It's even able to pass exams. After all, it has been capable of getting a 5 in the AP biology test, as noted by Bill Gates in his latest blog. Apparently, Bill Gates openly challenged the OpenAI team to get ChatGPT to pass an advanced biology exam, and it scored the 5 on the AP biology exam. And from my own experience earlier this month, I can say that AP biology is one of the hardest of the AP exams, so it's pretty impressive that an AI bot like ChatGPT can ace it. Now, ChatGPT is being widely incorporated into many different things, such as research labs, startup design rooms, even corporate boardrooms, and there's so much excitement and interest in AI, even with corporations now investing so much to build up their own AI capabilities. If you've noticed the NVIDIA stock price movement last week, you would know exactly what I'm talking about. More than ChatGPT, I want to talk about the underlying generative AI technology behind ChatGPT and the buzz it's generating within the overall AI community. Generative AI is a type of artificial intelligence technology that can produce various types of content, including text, imagery, audio, and even synthetic data. The recent buzz around generative AI has been driven by the simplicity of new user interfaces for creating high-quality text, graphics, and videos in a matter of seconds. Generative, as it should be noted, is not entirely brand new though. But it was not until 2014 with the introduction of generative adversarial networks, popularly known in the research community as GANs, that generative AI could create convincingly authentic images, videos, and even audio of real people. A GAN consists of two neural networks, a generator that creates new data and a discriminator that evaluates the data. The generator and the discriminator work together, with the generator improving its outputs based on the feedback that it receives from the discriminator, until it generates content that is indistinguishable from real data. Two additional recent advances play a critical part in generative AI going mainstream: transformers and the breakthrough language models that they have enabled. Transformers have made it possible for researchers to train ever larger models without having to label all the data in advance. New models could thus be trained on billions of pages of text, resulting in answers with more depth. In addition, transformers unlocked a new notion called attention that enables models to track the connections between words across pages, chapters, and books rather than just in individual sentences. And not just words, transformers could also use their ability to track connections to analyze code, proteins, chemicals, and even DNA. Large language models, or LLMs, such as models with billions or even trillions of parameters, have opened a new era in which generative AI models can write engaging text and paint photorealistic images. Innovations in multimodal AI as well enable teams to generate content across multiple types of media, including text, graphics, and even video. This is the basis for tools that automatically create images from a text description or generate text captions from images. This is really similar to exactly what ChatGPT does. While the business excitement around generative AI is understandable due to the broad-ranging application it can offer, what generative AI is capable of is illustrated by a research preprint paper I recently came across published by Stanford researchers. It's titled, Generative Agents, Interactive Simulacra of Human Behavior. I may have pronounced that wrong, but I hope I did. I hope I pronounced it right. It's a preprint, not a peer-reviewed publication yet, but what they illustrate in the paper is mind-boggling. In the paper, the researchers introduce generative agents, computational software, agents that simulate unbelievable human behavior. Generative agents wake up, cook breakfast, and head to work. Artists paint while authors write. They form opinions, they notice each other, and they initiate conversations. They remember and reflect on days past as they plan the next day. To enable generative agents, the researchers have an architecture that extends a large language model to store a complete record of the agent's experiences using natural language. to synthesize those memories over time into higher level reflections and to retrieve them dynamically to plan behavior. These generative agents produce believable individual and emergent social behaviors. For example, starting with only a single user-specified notion that one agent wants to throw a Valentine's Day party, the agents autonomously spread invitations to the party over the next 2 days, make new acquaintances, ask each other out on dates to the party, and coordinate to show up for the party together at the right time. The researchers demonstrate that the components of agent architecture, observation, planning, and reflection, each contribute critically to the believability of agent behavior. It's exciting that we can create generative agents with computational software that can mimic human behavior and continuously learn and do things like how humans would do. But at the same time, it also opens up a Pandora's box on the scary thoughts around machines doing unimaginable things in the future. Many researchers worry that AI systems will get scaled up to a level where they will eventually develop a will of their own and will take actions that conflict with our own human interests or even threaten human existence. While this does sound extremely dystopian, I believe this is a genuine long-term risk. Still, I don't believe that with our current AI systems, I don't think our current AI systems will all of a sudden become sentient without any major structural improvements to the underlying technology. So while this may be a real danger in the long-term future, it's not an urgent risk that I see before us. The more urgent risks are biases that AI perpetuates or fake and misleading articles or essays that AI can make. These are just examples of the fake content that AI could produce. And videos that generative AI can now create are human quality artifacts at scale. Misinformation is not a new problem, but generative AI will allow it to be mass produced at levels never before seen. This is a major risk that we can mitigate or manage it. Fake content can be identifiable by either mandating watermarking technologies that identify AI content upon creation or by deploying AI-based countermeasures that are trained to identify AI content. So we'd essentially be training AI to detect AI. We have a coalition of youth activities and changemakers fighting for human rights, accountability, and justice under AI. In the future, I plan to bring one of my friends, a youth activist at my school, who is fighting for algorithmic justice. Until then, thank you so much for tuning into this Idea Brain episode. Goodbye, and I'll see you soon.